This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A painstaking years-long effort to reproduce 100 studies published in three leading psychology journals has found that more than half of the findings did not hold up when retested. Three student leaders of the 2014 pro-democracy umbrella movement in Hong Kong were charged with unlawful assembly and inciting others to take part in an unlawful assembly for their roles. 300,000 rallied in the Indian state of Gujarat to demand special treatment for the Patidar or Patel caste, as it's known, after a prominent 22-year-old activist was arrested. Unrest led to battles with the police and paramilitary, ending with 7 dead. Venezuela is cracking down on Colombian immigrants, creating a crisis on its border. California's water conservation program broke its goals for the second straight month, reducing usage by 31% in July. In Idaho, 6% of children have opted out of immunization, creating a potential public health crisis, according to medical experts. The average contribution to Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign is $31.30. As the New York Times writes, it would be hard to buy any politician for $31.30. SoundCloud, the popular music streaming website, has been sued by the British agency PRS for Music that represents 100,000 songwriters and publishers for not paying royalties. As landmark elections approach in Myanmar or Burma, a contest described by some as a once-in-a-generation opportunity for democratic forces, Aung San Suu Kyi, Nobel laureate and under house arrest for 20 years, is being openly criticized by activists, commentators, and intellectuals. They accuse her of a my way or the highway approach to managing her party. They question her decision to ally herself with a now marginalized former general. They say she's missing an opportunity to build a grand coalition of democratic forces, including minority ethnic groups whose support may be crucial after the election. McDonald's and Tyson Foods dropped a Tennessee chick farm because of videos at the farm exposing alleged brutality and poor living conditions for poultry and livestock. Chickens were shown on these animal rights videos being stabbed, clubbed, and crushed to death. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.